Okay, so I don't know how to start. I heard your presentation was really great and really a kind of embodiment of integral philosophy in the world without needing the inflation of having psychologists and blah blah blah. You just went there and worked with these kids, right? And just things happen, things transform. So maybe like we could start by contextualizing this, how you got started, how this all began, and what you guys did. So
we both had a background in tennis coaching, but then we kind of left it to do more meaningful things. And then as we got into integral really heavily, spent a few years just reading everything and everything on the website. And I actually really wanted to come out to the Integral Institute and tried hard to get over there and offered to volunteer. And in the end, they said no. And then I had a job offer to come back into tennis, which I was a bit reluctant to do, but thought, well, this is a chance to actually try and actually test the theory out properly and to see if it can achieve what it says it can achieve and if we can produce more and better players than anywhere else. So 5 years ago, we started a tennis academy and based it all around integral principles and went from there.
And let's get our names.
John Thompson.
John Thompson and
Sean Wilkinson.
Cool. So you started a tennis academy. That's awesome. What was it like at first? I mean, how did you integrate the theory into sports? I'm sure that's sort of like the first question for many people, because when I heard integral sports, well, how does that work? Like, what does that look like? You know?
Yeah. A big part of it was so all the coaching for the children, all the tennis sessions were based around life skills, integral life skills that would develop them in different lines of intelligence. So every session they would be assessed, scored on things like self-awareness, teamwork, taking responsibility, if they can accept things and still be determined. So that was like the bedrock of our tennis sessions, which not only was helping them develop different lines of intelligence, but that led to better training between people, more emotional awareness so that they can become tougher. So it really helped their tennis as well as developing them as people. That was the first one.
And it was always interior as well. So when we were coaching, say it wasn't going well, the process then would be at home to be going into what was happening. Like, was it something to a projection on the kids and what's going on in my motivation, just the shadow work around the work. So it was like an internal process as well as the delivering the coaching on the court the whole time.
And then in terms of linked to that was that obviously we wanted to meet all the different levels and meet people where they were. So for the children, it was with the youngest children really coaching in a purple way, so lots of mystery, and there'd be trolls chasing after them if they don't get their forehand technique right, and we'd get the young ones going crazy, and then gradually introducing healthy red with a winner and a loser and competition to try and win a trophy, and then a quite strict amber environment of these are the standards and this is what's expected of you within the centre. And then more for the parents, it was meeting them at the orange, making sure they could see the science behind what we're doing, and then healthy green as well. And it was for the work on ourselves in relation to that. It was all the parts of the spiral where we weren't integrated would show up, where we would have certain problems. So for one coach, he really struggled with purple, with the young kids. And then in our practices at home, as we all coached each other as integral coaches, and we all did circling together, which is another integral practice that we're really into, it came out about all his issues around creativity and stuff that had happened in school for him where he didn't feel he could be creative. And over time he was able to heal that and then become great at working with that age group. And for Sean, more it's more like amber for you.
Yeah, just I was quite strong into green when I was there, so I rebelled a lot against amber and orange, deconstructing and wanting my own autonomy. And actually when I realised how that was not serving all the time and that strong boundaries were really important, started to feel into how I actually hadn't had that as a youngster as strong, so it was kind of vulnerable to do it myself, and then start to go into like what that was like for me when I like when I was younger, and that was just having an impact on the coaching, and was quite a breakthrough to start to really do that and embody what it was like to really assert a boundary with a player and a parent, and it has a big impact on the players as well.
And then I guess the most exciting part of the project for us was, in sport, parents are seen as a big problem, because everyone knows that the parents are essential for the children to be taking part in the sport. Excuse me. But also the parents can often get in the way and hinder the children and put on too much pressure and that kind of thing. But nothing's really done for parents in sports. And we wanted to address that. I know we did lots of workshops for parents and really tried to empathise with parents and understand all the pressures, all the money and the time that they put in, and how hard it is to watch their child in a gladiatorial like sport, and how that would bring out all the shallow elements.
So you actually help the parents too with their own shadows and with their
exactly
own.
Yeah. So over time, as we built rapport with them, we offered them integral coaching one-on-one. But the hook, the selling point was, this is to help your child to do better in the sport, so you can be a better parent for your child in sport. And we ended up having 25 parents in the academy go through integral coaching who would never normally think to have coaching. They didn't know what it was, and we had fantastic results where with some of the children we would see like night and day, where before parents kind of shouting at them every time there's a mistake, to actually being there for them and getting what it's like for the child on the court. So suddenly they became almost twice as resilient, so we could push them much harder. And in sport, we're dealing with at the elite level, it's very fine margins. So to have a child who's already national level come on and to be able to push him like twice as hard, that child, actually the one I'm talking about, he went on to become a national champion. So it was really nice to see how it helped the excellence. But at the same time, these parents are having an experience of development. They're, you know, improving their relationships in their family in general, ripple effects into their work. Seven of the parents went on to kind of develop an ILP because they loved it so much. And three of them came to our circling weekend that we run a few weeks ago. So it's been really nice to see get people into development, but it will be based on actually creating better sports excellence.
Yeah, it's really like you guys started a like an integral community. You know, you went in through the kids, but then that rippled out into the family, and then into
into the center, because the other parents started speaking to each other about it, and
basically created like an equivalent of what the community centers are supposed to be for. You know, I don't know, at least in the United States, we have these like dinky community centers where you take your kids there, but it's just kind of like a vacant, empty building, and they store, I don't know, like sports equipment and stuff like that, and some guy mows the lawn on the property, but like there's no sense of community, there's no sense of a culture that you're being initiated into, and that's going to help you develop yourself and work through your own issues, and there's none of that. So interesting. Yeah. Did you feel what's the way to put it? Was there a strong need by the community for something like this? Did you feel that this was lacking in their...
It started like we wanted to express like our highest like awareness. And that was the intention. But then we're in a tennis center, so our highest intention put to the goals of what tennis is, which in our country... like here is we've got to produce excellence. And actually at first it was like, yeah, but is that the highest good, to create excellence? But actually it does, like at each line there's an expression of like what excellence means. And even at integral level it's like, yeah, we can embody all this awareness and shadow and lines and structures, but actually we can still produce something very beautiful, and which a top athlete is when they're performing. So that was the goal, and then so we needed to work with the children first and coach them in the best way, meeting all the different demands. But then, the children are really inhibited by the relationship with the parent. So what's going on with the parent? And it's at first it's hard to understand, but then when you, like, if you can relate to what it's like to see someone from your family in a vulnerable position,
yeah.
you can understand why a parent's like that. Like when you the structures of the ego in that place are very vulnerable.
Yeah.
So that's why we needed the integral coaching, and I've trained in psychotherapy and
okay.
the interpersonal meditation, and we were going deep into our own being to really feel that level of vulnerability, so then we could work with the children and the parents
yeah.
at that depth as well.
And it sounds like this is actually a better approach than, say, just going through, you know, sports coaching or something for adults. You know, that might be successful, but like it really, like it's really like you started at the root with the kids, because they're just more connected to the larger culture, because the larger culture has sets of expectations around them and institutional pressures and, you know, cultural norms and all of these things. And you're touching directly into that versus, you know, you know, adults going for some kind of training.
Mm.
It's a subculture, you know, that's interested in that. It's kind of already kind of fragmented, you know,
yeah.
only a certain demographic will be interested in that. So it's just so interesting how,
we could,
you know,
hook them in.
Yeah. Yeah. it's just kind of brilliant. And when you first described that to me, and, just hearing this, that's amazing. So, what does integral sports look like? I mean, I know you're talking about the shadow work, but let's say, like, I would start, I don't know, playing with you guys, and I don't know, what's involved in, like, the daily exercises? What does it look like on the ground?
There's kind of multi
yeah.
levels to it, really. One aspect we haven't spoken about is the kind of state side of things, so accessing flow states where you're performing almost without conscious awareness, without, you know, consciously
yeah.
trying to do anything, and peak performances. So a lot of our work would be to try to get players into those kind of states.
Okay.
And then the coaching, the more integral coaching, could help people enter those states in more sustained ways.
Mm.
So for me, like, I went on a journey with this, with my own tennis, and integral coaching helped me to deal with my anxiety, because I'll get quite a lot of tension when I would play, and my performance would drop when it most mattered.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, my topics were actually just admitting and being okay socially that I'm anxious, and not taking it so seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And just, yeah, I'm anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And getting more in touch with my red, and more the killer side of me that's willing to really show up.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that was brilliant, because as I went through that process, I had more zone experiences and played best when it most mattered, and it was really cool. And then obviously we can bring that to the players even more.
Hmm.
So there's that side of it. I mean, integral sport is massive, because there's work with coaches. So we've done bits of work with coaches where we've again done integral coaching and workshops for coaches. Same for older athletes, to help them to train harder, to perform better. Again, that integral coaching model works brilliantly. And again, workshops. The sports teams, so the practice circling,
mm-hmm.
that's a really strong practice. We can do that with teams to bring a kind of cohesion in the team, which, you know, there's so many things that go unsaid in teams, and so many things in the subtle energy that's not working well together. And if we can kind of get all that out in a strong container over a weekend, then
mm-hmm.
the team can be a lot tougher together.
What is circling? Can you guys just describe
yeah.
that a little bit?
It's the technical term would be interpersonal meditation or relational meditation.
Okay.
So it's bringing that kind of meditative awareness into the moment-to-moment relationship with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And once you bring that level of presence and awareness to what's happening in the moment,
mm-hmm.
and you're having a real relationship, so you know, talking about, oh yeah, I feel a bit shy with you now,
mm-hmm.
and then it, oh yeah, what's that like?
Mm-hmm.
What's shyness like for you? And you just keep inquiring, but keep relating in an authentic way. And it's a very powerful way to develop relationship,
yeah.
self-awareness,
mm-hmm.
and any kind of therapeutic or spiritual experience you can have with psychotherapy or meditation seems to be accelerated, in my experience.
And you would be doing this with the kids. That's so
yeah.
interesting.
It, yeah, lightly.
Yeah.
We would use
okay.
it just to really get their world and to relate with them.
Yeah.
We had some pretty powerful conversations with the children. You know, one of the things I think that stood out was when 7 and 8 year olds would start crying and be upset, we would actually go in, we had a training rubric, which would, so it would be kind of levels of what they could be going through. Mm. And at the bottom, it's like, I think I'm rubbish and I don't care. And we would say, oh, do you feel like you're at this stage at the moment? And they would actually engage with us because we weren't coming in to tell them off necessarily. Mm-hmm. They would say, yeah, just no good. And I said, well, would you like to be on a higher level? You know, level four is where we try your best and you could do what your goals are. And they're like, yeah, I'd like to do that. Mm. So we could engage with the kids really where they are, and the circling helped us to do that, just to kind of really respect and honour where somebody is. Mm. It's a big practice in the Integral Centre in Boulder. Now it's a proper integral practice.
Huh. Yeah. And did you see an emergence with these kids? Did you see a development happening where you see them shifting into another stage? And
yeah, and different ones took to it differently. I think, like, going back to your earlier question, like, what does it look like?
Yeah.
I actually think if you walked into the centre not knowing, you might not know Integral was going on necessarily. Uh-huh. We weren't probably documenting it. The parents that were maybe more self-aware were noticing, like, they would, like, be, how come you guys are getting on your knees to talk to the children a lot?
Hmm.
And they'd be like, noticing how we're connecting with them a lot, and still getting a lot of performance focus. They were working hard, but we were engaging with them a lot.
Hmm.
And the players were engaging with each other a lot, so there was a lot of cohesion amongst the players. We'd rarely have strong issues between them.
Hmm.
And it's in those subtleties, I think, the integral awareness was showing up.
Hmm. Yeah.
In terms of the players, like, generally I think they would show very healthy development, but one or two, like one of my players is meditating every night with his mum, even doing eye gazing, he's journaling about his emotions, he's eight, he's expressing emotions now and realising how they're impacting his performance and his presence. I recently stopped coaching and he wrote me a letter that I wouldn't expect an 18-year-old to write.
Oh.
With his level of self-awareness.
Have you, I guess you've been working with them, how many years?
5 years.
5 years, okay. So you've been able to kind of stay with them as they get older, and you can kind of see how, you know, they're growing up, but also maybe this integral sports experience that they're having is integrated in the rest of their lives. It's impacting as they're maturing, and it's impacting how they're maturing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's really cool.
Yeah. And we'll actually give them things to work on outside of their tennis.
Yeah.
So teamwork is a big theme, and within that, it would, you know, one of the sub themes is eye contact.
Mm.
And one of the players I work with, he would often be looking away when I'm speaking to him. So his challenge was in school and in his family to make more eye contact.
Mm.
And then we'd review it in our sessions. And he did that straight away. And from the next, you know, he's always looking me in the eye. And I was like, what's the difference now? Is the communication stronger? And he's like, yeah.
Mm.
So it's that constant development that helps directly in the tennis, because then we can have better communication.
Mm.
But it's a life skill which is going to help him in school and elsewhere.
And I think the place you would probably see it the most if you were integral already is if you had access to what was going on behind closed doors with us, because we were coaching each other, we were circling with each other, you know, we were doing shadow work, we were getting angry with each other, crying and vulnerable and going into purpose, and how our relationships were impacting us, how we were doing with our communication with the players and the parents, going to retreats, reading Integral, pushing each other, being there for each other. It's, that was where the real integral part was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the work was actually part of our spiritual practice. It was like a hard part, but it reflected all the ways where we couldn't really meet people.
Wow. What was the reception by the parents? Did they kind of, you know, like, what's going on here? This is not just
a good question.
Tennis.
Well, it started off very gradually. So the first year was just establishing, you know, ourselves as healthy orange coaches and building rapport, and then it was gradually kind of little workshops to introduce the ideas and so do's and don'ts that they would all agree to. And then when we're at the tournament and they're not following the do's and don'ts, we've got a way in, and they're open on that. And then we could say, you know, there is this program that we offer that goes the do's and don'ts, or everyone agrees with them, but to actually do that in practice when your child's doing this and so on, it helps to have some one-on-one work where we can go a bit underneath the surface and maybe find some blind spots to help you out. And they would go for it. I mean, not every parent wanted to do it, but we've never heard a bad word about it from anyone. And the ones who are more into it and are now kind of on the spiritual path, they kind of get what it is that we've been trying to do, and they love it. Yeah,
so they're the ones that are amazed, and they're sort of on the interior of it, and they love it. And then the ones who are more sort of haven't really come in, still looking a bit from the outside, don't really know what's going on, or they're a bit like, yeah, these guys are good at coaching and they seem to talk to people in interesting ways, but don't really take much more interest than that.
Or they're a bit scared to become vulnerable in a coaching setting.
Makes sense.
And then the governing body who assess us, that's a whole different story.
Oh, okay.
And that's really where the challenge is, and probably something that the rest of the integral world can relate to, that we're producing good players and our actual success was way beyond what this era had ever done before. We were up there with some of the best clubs in the country, not having as much resources, and yet when we had these talented players, the response was from this governing body that assess and everything and hold all the money, that, oh, you've got talented players, so you need to do more of what we want you to do because you've got talented players now. Not, how did you get all those talented players? What are you doing? Because that seems to be good.
And that was a massive, for me, like I was in a mess for a few days after that, because it was like 3 years of work, all this challenge, and we've produced these seven national players in a county that's never had more than two in 10 years.
Wow.
So we're kind of like, we've done it now, just show people and everyone's going to want to know about Integral. And they come in and it's like, the better the players, the more they want us to fit into their system of how things work. So we had some pretty fierce conversations, and yeah, I felt completely unseen, and but that actually made me believe in Integral even more, because it's like, wow, certain, you know, the Orange Meme is not going to see this, and I was still believing that they would. And over time, they've seen bits and bobs here and there, but we've not actually prioritised engaging with them because of that tension, and because we've just been wanting to grow these projects, and now the parents project, because it's been so successful, we're now offering that through parentsinsports.com to any parent in sport anywhere, so we can coach them through Skype, and we can offer lots of resources on the website for them, and do workshops for lots of parents.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. So that's the, we're more focused on growing that side than necessarily the small battles with the governing body.
And that has been recognised. That's getting business people are interested. An agency in England that works with all the governing bodies and all the sports.
The government one.
So that's all the professional or amateur bodies that govern the sports. They're in contact with all of them. And they also certify all the qualifications that they do. They want to work with us, bringing this into sports culture.
So we've partnered with them, and they want us to improve the website and make it much bigger and stronger, translate it into Chinese, and basically get it around the world.
Okay, and that's going somewhere then. That's good. Yeah. Wow. And so when you came here, I mean, you wanted to share this story. Well, what do you think? Other integral enthusiasts and embodied practitioners who are doing things in their own field, what do you think they can take away from your story? Why did you want to share it? Except for, of course, wow, this is amazing and it works, and you know, you guys need to hear this. Here's a success story, you know. But aside from that, like, what do you think they can take away from it? What do you think they can learn from it in their own unique, you know, I don't know, whatever anyone else is doing here?
I mean, what was so nice after the presentation was that so many people said, oh, I can really relate to that, and I know what you mean with that. Yeah, I faced something similar, or yeah, that was inspiring, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
It's just sharing all the successes, but for us it was a real struggle. It was, we didn't know that it was going to end with this success.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to show people how hard it was at different times, to kind of map that out in a way that people can then, you know, if they do get to that place, not necessarily stop there, know that they can carry on and go beyond. I'm not sure if there's anything.
I think, yeah, my biggest message would be the personal journey we went on.
Yeah.
Like, we were very intentional and we practiced a lot. We had a very broad, circling was central, which it includes a kind of psychotherapy. We were all meditating on our own as well. We all had our different interests in reading, but it was very integrated based. And we would go off to workshops the whole time and we'd be just working together. And if our relationships were not conscious, then it was like we're not doing anything if we can't do it together. And that was really the sort of backbone of it, to really engage with each other and to really support each other.
And like for me, my personal journey in sport that I described earlier, if I hadn't done that myself and gone through it and felt the benefit of this coaching work on myself, I wouldn't have been able to stand up in front of people and promote
right,
it.
Yeah.
And so that personal journey is, and work being a good mirror for us of where we are in our personal journey, yeah, that's been a strong part. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I don't have any other questions, but that felt like a good solid podcast to me. Did you guys want to add anything else, or I don't know?
The only other thing is through our personal practice is the other reason I liked it was it naturally unfolded then that we were asked to do circling in a festival.
Mm.
And it was a festival with other established teachers there, but by the end of the week we were having more people coming to us, and we were invited to be there. We didn't plan it, and there was something about our personal relationship that was backed up with integral ideas we were really dedicated to practice, that's made our workshops very popular. And now we've done 7 across Europe.
Oh. And we've got a company, CirclingEurope.com, and we've got loads more workshops coming up around Europe to bring that practice to people.
That's the big message, just really practice
yeah.
what you're learning.